So why did Whalum file suit?
He filed suit because he lost to Kevin Woods in the District 4 countywide school board race by 108 votes, and he believes that there were enough election irregularities that were widespread enough that he should at least get another shot at the election, or he should be outright declared the winner by Chancellor Kenny Armstrong.
So what does Whalum have to prove in order to get that?
Under Tennessee law, he has to prove, first of all, that there were election irregularities, and he has to prove that there were enough election irregularities to change the outcome of the race. In this case, that means 108 votes.
So there was a meeting of the Shelby County Election Commission earlier this week where the results of the election were certified, and that's actually what allowed this lawsuit to go forward. You can't sue until the results are certified. So tell me a little bit about that meeting.
Well, the meeting was stormier than election commission meetings usually are. Several of the election commissioners actually called for the resignation of Richard Holden, who is the elections administrator. He's the person who is taking most of the heat for voters getting the wrong ballots, for the widespread problems that are now being investigated by state officials. The move to call for his resignation, that resolution did not pass. It was defeated on a party line vote on the five-member body by a 2-3 vote.
As you mentioned, the state is investigating the Shelby County Election Commission. Are we going to see some shakeups at the commission as a result?
I think you probably will. Keep in mind that 2 years ago, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation investigated this earlier problem that they had of the wrong information being loaded into the poll books that were used on Election Day. You know, that was 2 years ago. We had a different kind of problem this time, but there's very much the feeling that these problems, although they're different from election to election, are symptoms of a larger problem that needs to be fixed, and it wasn't fixed this election time either.
And are there going to be more lawsuits?
There will probably be at least one more lawsuit that specifically challenges the results from August 2nd, and that lawsuit will probably come from the city of Millington by the end of the week. In Millington, the election that's in question is the referendum on the half-cent sales tax hike that was tied to the municipal school districts. The sales tax hike lost by 3 votes. So you can expect there to be a lawsuit in Chancery Court on that specific race. And Millington Mayor Linda Carter has already said that she's talked to more than 3 voters who live in the Lucy area that was annexed and then de-annexed during the early voting period that she believes will come into play in such a lawsuit.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bill Dries is a senior reporter for the Memphis Daily News. To learn more, go to our website, wknofm.org.